was softly falling as we laid him down to rest. Dressed up in his uniform, his medals on his chest. Me and Sue drove Mama home to gather with the clan, to have a meal and celebrate the life of this great man. We talked about the life he lived, and after we were fed, Mama said, please go out back and clean out his old shed. I have no need for all that wood, the paint, or all those tools. Send it to the auction house or give it to the school. Standing in that dusty shed, remembering my dad, the lessons that he taught me were the best I ever had. He taught me how to be a man and to always do what's right. He said, if you will do that, son, your future will be bright. I boxed up all his tools to send off to the auction guy, but one that hung behind the bench, it couldn't say goodbye. A 40-year-old hammer just hanging on to nails. I couldn't let it go, it held too many pleasant tales. The hammer was just wood and steel, the handle it was worn. He bought it at the hardware store the year that I was born. The head was chipped and ragged, held on with yellow glue. There's one claw that was broken off from prying on a screw. I still recall the workshop as he fixed my broken toys. A 6-year-old don't really care about what he destroys. Daddy was a genius, he knew just what to do. He'd bring them back to life with his old hammer and some glue. There's 100 other tools, he knew just how to use each one. But sometimes just a hammer tap is how he got it done. A bent wheel on a wagon, or a loose heel on a shoe. I'd sit and watch and wonder as he made things good as new. I always thought that he could fix whatever came along. With that magic hammer it would once again be strong. No matter what the problem was, he always gave his best. But one thing that he couldn't fix, the heart inside his chest. The hammer now lives on a shelf beneath his folded flag. It holds a place of honor and it has a golden tag. It just says Daddy's hammer, that's all it needs to say. A tribute to the hero in my life who's gone away.